James Shaw is co-leader of the Greens, and he chats with us each week too. Thank you for sharing some thoughts today, James. Tenakwe.
Tenakwe.
I've been asking people what they thought of the video of the youngster being manhandled in Orangatambariki. I'm assuming most politicians would have had a glimpse at it. Have you?
Yeah, only very briefly, but from what I saw, it was pretty horrific.
What do you think should happen?
Well, I mean, the thing that saddened me most about this is it just feels like yet another story in a long line, you know, and a real pattern here, you know. And I think this is something that the government has known about for some time. You know, Calvin Davis obviously thought it was a high enough priority, you know, to really warrant some very, very senior attention. So, you know, he put his hand up to try to get to grips with it as minister. And I think it looks like, from what I have seen, and, you know, I don't know the full story, but from what I've seen, like they're, you know, just kind of letting the side down and really abusing the position that they hold. It's just not good enough.
James, it's been wet and wild, of course, across the country. But prior to that, we were going into the hottest June on record. So, you know, you're our climate change minister, and we've seen these polar blasts and sea swells threatening the coastline, much as we have anticipated, sadly. But that's the reality. Do you think it serves notice that we need to be more aware of what we are doing and how we might be able to mitigate what is threatening us?
Yeah, it does, Dale. I mean, yesterday, whilst I'm a Wellingtonian, right? So I was shivering with cold along with everybody else as it snowed at my house, which is not actually all that far above sea level. And, you know, I've got mates who had to kind of find alternative accommodation last night because they live on the south coast and, you know, they were sandbagging their house and all that kind of stuff. And this does happen periodically, but we know that the frequency and severity of these storms is increasing. And at the same time that was going on, it was 47.5 degrees in Vancouver, right, which is the hottest recording in Canada in all of history. And it broke the record that was only set the previous day. And again, we just know that these kinds of events are becoming more frequent and more severe. And I think part of the issue for us in Aotearoa is that we've been comparatively insulated from the effects of climate change. You know, we do have these droughts and floods and fires and storms and so on, but we tend not to attribute it because they tend not to be quite so extreme. But if you ask an Australian or a Californian, you know, and their countries kind of just catch fire on a massive scale, you know, every summer now, and have kind of permanent drought in some places, you know, their level of anxiety is a lot higher than ours. And I just worry that we will kind of leave it too late because, you know, we haven't developed that sort of immediate sense of the threat.
I think our Māori people, thank you for that. I think our Māori people have been accepting of phasing out single-use plastic bags, and I note that you too are suggesting we need to go one step further than that. And we've all had, you know, takeaway kai and, well, it used to be polystyrene, but certainly a heap of plastic involved in that sort of sector as well. Do you think that this is where we need to be looking also?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, plastic bags were kind of 1% of the total problem, but they're the bit that everybody interacts with, right? It's visceral. You have these bags around you, you know, so on and so forth, and you kind of think, yeah, they're a real problem. You get rid of them, and all of a sudden you can see all of the other rubbish that we've got in our lives as well. So it was really interesting. Once we phased out the single-use plastic bags in 2018, there was suddenly all of this correspondence coming in where people going, well, fine, but what's next? So I think the public at large are absolutely fed up with the amount of waste that we produce as a society and want to get to grips with it, and I'm really pleased that we are.
What's the focus of your work this week, mate?
We're in the second of a three-week sitting block, so there's quite a lot of legislation going through. The work that I'm doing at the moment is taking recommendations of the Climate Change Commission and turning them into a workable plan for us as a government. And that's basically going to be my work for the next sort of 6 months until we get to the end of the year.
As always, a pleasure. Thanks very much for sharing some thoughts with us each Wednesday morning. All the best till next time. Thanks, James.
Thanks, Dale.
Cheers, mate.